Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Rick?
This is.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client at the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions about issues concerning our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
8, 9.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Tile setter.
Tile setter, thank you. On the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher, apprentice, journeyman, or a foreman?
Journeyman.
Journeyman, thank you. Are you currently working at the trade?
Yep.
Yes? Okay.
Yep.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the last 12 months in your craft?
I ain't never been unemployed.
Never, okay.
Not since I started.
All right, that's great. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
More, okay. How about union? Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as last year?
A lot more.
And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community?
No.
Not enough?
Not enough.
Thinking about
not
all the jobs
you own.
Okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No, right. Moving on quickly. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through the state or local government, privately, or do you not know?
It was a private.
Private.
Yep.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
All right. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I'd say it's going to get worse.
Worse. Oof. Okay. Switching gears a bit, sir. Thank you. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, the COVID-19, dust and air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns?
I don't have any real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns. Okay.
No.
Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And was that in person or online?
In person.
In person. Thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like political canvassing. Have you done that in the past 12 months?
No.
Any picketing in the last 12 months?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
No, okay, moving on. Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. All right. Changing subjects to the world beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And the news sources mentioned here is friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, and cable news. Which of those is your number one source of news, sir?
Local news.
Local TV?
Yeah.
Okay. And after local TV, which way would be number two source of news for you?
Friends, world news.
Radio, newspapers, internet, cable news?
Yeah, cable news.
Cable news, okay. Almost there. And after cable news, which one do you tend to use more? Friends, radio, newspapers, or social media?
Radio.
Radio. And after radio, could it be friends, neighbors, newspapers, or social media?
Probably social media.
Social media, okay. Just one more. And after internet or social media, is newspapers or friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors, most trusted. Okay, very well. Done with this. Let's continue and let's start wrapping things up. Almost done. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now, sir? Support for labor unions, healthcare, immigration, education, jobs in the economy, foreign policy, the environment, or something else?
Oh, I don't know. Repeat that again.
Yes. Which are the following issues? Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could it be jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else, perhaps?
Just healthcare, I think.
Healthcare. Very well. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, you have not. Okay.
No.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I would say it's important.
Very important or just somewhat important?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't have an opinion.
All right. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford and Stellantis?
The workers.
Would you say you support them much more or just somewhat more? Much more.
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. You can tell me if it's strongly or somewhat, you know, either way, approve or disapprove. On the job Joe Biden has done on the economy, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly.
On the job Joe Biden has done, yes, sir. On the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions, approve or disapprove?
I haven't really seen much. Some of his stuff is just off the wall to me.
Okay. So what would be your opinion?
Disapprove.
Strongly as well, or just somewhat?
Strongly.
On the job Joe Biden has done on the immigration issue, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. On the job Joe Biden has done on health care, approve or disapprove?
He hasn't done anything for me, so I disapprove.
Strongly as well, or just somewhat?
Strongly, yeah, strongly.
All right. And one more. On foreign affairs, do you approve or disapprove?
On what?
Foreign affairs.
I really don't pay much attention to it, but I don't think he's done his job, period. So I'd say I disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Yeah. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote, probably will vote. Chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
I would certainly vote.
Certainly. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Oh boy, I don't know about that one. I'd take some serious consideration.
All right, you don't know at this point?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure.
Shall I enter you as undecided?
Sure.
Thank you. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful?
Yes,
yes or no, sir? Yes, thank you.
Yes.
And turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I agree. Good.
Good. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. I need your opinion on something here. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, in a few words, what could they do to improve its representation and service?
Well, I don't know. That takes some thought.
Well, I mean, there's no right or wrong here, so it's your opinion that matters. Yeah. You can say anything.
Yeah, I don't really know. I haven't given it any thought before, so I wouldn't, you know, I don't really have an opinion how they could improve.
Improve representation and service.
Yeah.
Nothing comes to mind?
Nothing comes to mind, really.
Well, okay, let me enter that because I wouldn't know. I would enter, okay?
Okay.
That good enough?
Yep.
Okay. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Boy, I don't know. I'm not that involved with it as far as, I mean, I work full time and then I go to my meetings, but that's about it.
All right. So I will enter. I don't know. I'm not so involved in union. Let me see. I don't know because they actually require an answer for this, but if you don't know, okay. One moment, please. All right. I don't know. I'm not that much involved with the union. Would that be good enough, sir?
That's fine.
What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, text, union meetings, or on the job site?
Text,
all right. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, couple of times a year, four or more times a year?
Four or more times a year.
All right. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I don't really think of myself as either.
All right. So what would you call yourself, your political position then?
I don't follow. I just follow who's best. I don't represent or, I'm not into it that often much.
Okay. So, I mean,
are we almost done here?
Yeah, we're almost done. In any case, do you think of yourself as closer to a Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Democratic Party.
Democratic Party. Thank you, sir. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
Pardon me? What is my what?
To make
race?
Sure your race, yes, please.
I'm just white.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Richard.
Thank you. Very kind of your part, sir. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.